listening? To say something with Yasikoli on the Busted Free Radio. However you feel, I want to send you the energy that is golden into your heart. Today, I would like to talk about some very pressing issues that all of us must deal with upon our day-to-day situation, and that is the issue of the scam. I do not know if you have been scammed. I know you have probably have been attempted to be scammed. Through it may be the internet, through love, through the Facebooks. Maybe you got the chain mail in your mailbox. There are millions of scams out there, and we must not be victim to them, unless you want to be the victim. The victim of the scam.
I know that so many people are going through so many challenging situations. So many things that you once considered to be a permanent part of your life is dissolving. Relationships are ending. Job situations are ending. Life, as you know it, is ending. And there is something greater emerging.
There is a shift occurring. The shift is about you.
This power of love was just building and was getting so strong.
Because we're not physical beings.
That in every moment we can't awaken.
This has been experienced by thousands and thousands of people have related this to me.
We are not alone in this.
We are not alone in these scams.
Of the way to change reality. Prepare for the end of the Matrix 4.0 and the beginning of the Matrix 5.0. Topics discussed? 1. Could it be possible that what we call reality is really a computer-generated virtual reality program? 2. What is the true nature of God, man, and nature? 3. Is the universe really a vast computer? If so, what is its operating system? 4. Is what we call life really a program being run by the operating system of the universe? 5. Are our physical bodies really avatars, which we operate within this virtual reality program that we call the real world? 6. If the universe is really a vast computer within the operating system, what is that operating system? What is the nature of it? 7. Are our bodies as avatars, computer terminals sharing the same operating system as the universe? 8. What is the programming language of this shared universal operating system? And can we use this programming language to create programs to run on this universal operating system and GE reality? Can you build on that?
Say that again. Just read the description. Right. Just read the description. This 12 of them.
9. Why is the current world order referred to as 4.0? What is the nature of 4.0? 10. Why is the new world order referred to as 5.0? And what is the nature of 5.0? 11. How should we prepare for the transition of the Matrix 4.0 to 5.0, which is underway now? 12. What will the new socioeconomic system be like for divine sovereigns and Matrix 5.0?
First, before uncovering any scam, we must learn to read the aura of the scam, or what I like to call the origin. This may be rather intrusive and difficult at the beginning, but I hope that by thinking it over, we shall able to be seeing the issue clearly, because our whole existence, our whole life, is a process of scams.
Why should you learn to see the aura? Well, other than it's a pretty cool experience to be able to see something that most people think doesn't even exist or is invisible, science has proven that subtle energies affect us whether we want to believe in it or not. Energy is everywhere. Good energy, bad energy. And if you can tune into energy and see it like the aura, then you can affect how this energy impacts you in your life. So here we go. Here's how to see the aura, and here's how to see it on someone else. What you want to do is ask them to stand about 10 feet away, and they should stand on something like what I have, which is a plain white or a plain black background. And basically what you want is you just want something without any patterns, because that's going to make it harder to see the actual aura. Next, look at the person's nose right about here, and you want to look with a relaxed gaze. That means you don't want to stare. Don't look at the nose, because the nose isn't the aura. What you want to do is you want to stare at the nose, and then with a relaxed gaze, use your peripheral vision. The peripheral vision basically means looking out of the corner of your eyes. Here's the cool thing. Your eyes are curved, which means that they can see a different spectrum of light on the side, on the corner of your eyes, than you can head on. So what you'll first see around their head and shoulders is basically a transparent fog. Here's the thing. The aura, when you first see it, appears very transparent. Have you ever gone out on a hot day and you're looking at a car or a sidewalk and you'll see those heat waves kind of like shimmering? That's what it'll look like, but it's just gonna be barely just an inch to maybe half an inch just off their shoulders and around their head. Once you catch it, you just wanna keep your gaze relaxed. Don't get excited and stare right at it, because then it's probably gonna disappear, okay? So once you catch it, just quietly observe it, just watch it, and just notice it. It's like you're just studying it. And as you begin to study it, that's when the aura is gonna start to grow brighter and to come more into focus. Now, if you're looking at their nose and you're trying to use your peripheral vision and you can't quite catch it, move your vision from right at their nose to the center of their forehead. Just a slight movement up. Sometimes just that slight movement is all it takes to just catch it just for the first time. Because what you're trying to do is just notice it, and once you notice it, just to stay on it until you can see that it changes just a little bit. Some people can see the aura right away. Others take a few minutes. Don't be discouraged. Anybody can see it. Now, this is probably something that for sure is going to happen. At some point, you're going to be seeing the aura, you're going to be practicing with it, and you're going to blink. And when you blink, it's going to completely disappear. Don't panic. This happens to everybody. Here's the funny thing, is that your mind, your consciousness, is plugged into your brain and your body, right? Whenever you blink like that, it tells your consciousness to reset. So remember, because you're watching the aura, you're tuning into that frequency of energy. As soon as you blink, it drops you back down to where you were before. The more you practice, the less this is gonna happen. But in the beginning, it is gonna happen. It happens to everybody. Just practice and you'll get your way through it. Now let's say you're by yourself, and here's how to practice seeing your own aura. We're gonna start with your hand. And so what you wanna do is, just like with a person, you wanna find a plain background, white, black, whatever. And you wanna extend your hand in front of you. Now, you wanna soften your gaze, and actually you wanna stare right at the center of your palm. Kind of like you're looking at the person's nose. So you're looking at it, but in a relaxed way. And you wanna look around the edges of your hand and your fingers. And ever so slowly, you wanna start squishing your fingers together and then spreading them apart. And just see if you can notice an outline around your fingers.
Squish them
together and then spread them apart. And if you squish your fingers together, then just start moving your hand like you're waving at yourself, just kind of slowly side to side. And it's the same thing, just like with a person, is you're just trying to notice that faint outline first. And once you catch the outline, sometimes the movement helps, but once you catch that faint outline, you want to stop, and then you just want to, in a relaxed way, just focus on trying to bring the aura more into view. The movement is just trying to get the aura to move into just the right spot in your peripheral vision, and then sometimes you'll notice it just kind of pops right out. And here's the cool thing, you can also do it with your foot. And I used to do this all the time when I was lying in bed. I'd wake up in the morning, you know, 15 minutes early, and I would just move my foot, and I would just twist it back and forth, and I would look at the aura around my toes and study my foot. In the next video, I'm gonna show you how to be able to see energy in the air. Here's the cool thing, it's not really in the air, it's everywhere. So you're gonna learn how you can see energy everywhere. If you're able to see the aura, share your excitement. Include a comment below telling us about it. Then join us on Facebook. That's all for today.
I see it. I see the aura. It is golden. It is very, very golden. Now we have seen our auras, we can see through the scans, through all of the internet scans, through the love scans, through the credit card fraud scams, the Nigerian letter, or 419 scam. you have experienced scamming, or maybe you are looking at your aura for the first time, please share with us and give me a call. My number is 617-454-4237. There are operators ready to take down your credit card number. And we are ready to hear your scam. Don't be scared. We won't scam you, but we will show you how to activate your third eye and sensing these scams. I want to talk about first how I got this nice letter. I guess it's a romance scam. It says, "Hello dear Yasikoti, how are you today? I feel like communicating with you. My name is Lillian Diop, 25 years old, single, by Marshall. It is my pleasure, with respect, to cultivate a healthy friendship with you. I have great interest in making new friends. My hobbies are reading, teaching little kids in camp. Today I found your ID. Then I took the opportunity to write you, as I really want us to be good friends. And I will so much appreciate it if we can click together as one great golden friend. I will send you my photo, at least for you to see who is writing you, so that I will give you a full explanation about myself and my reasons and purpose of contacting you. Please feel free to write back. Really hope to hear from you soon. Yours faithfully, Lillian Diop." I do not know what to say to her. Her email is linian_02diop@yahoo.com. Please, if you think this is a scam, let me know. Now that I look at the aura, I think maybe it must be a scam, but it's so hard to tell sometimes. I feel like it's really addressed to me, but who knows? I do not know. Please call me. We have people here ready to take your calls. I think I have two callers on the line. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
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 Hello. Yeah, hello.
Hello. Hello. Who's speaking? Hello.
Hello.
Who is speaking?
What?
Hello.
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 Who do you want to speak to?
I thought you called me.
Hello. Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Okay.
Who is is this?
This is Yasi.
This is Obinna Sven. Which one? Who is speaking? Obinna who?
Who?
This is Obinna Sven. Which Obinna Sven?
Oh, Obinna.
The one that called you last time.
Oh, yes. How are you?
You are calling me and asking me who is who do you want to speak. Are you sensible at all? No, you called. I said, who do you want to speak to? Because I don't know
I
you.
I didn't call you, my guy. Don't stop lying. Stop lying or let God will punish you. I cannot call you. I don't know your number. How can I call you?
You just called me.
Hello?
Hello?
No.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know why you hang up on me.
Hello?
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 Hello? My guy, what is your problem?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, you're gonna leave. So come out right. Why do you call somebody? Do you know who you're calling? Do you know whether you're talking to a president? You just call any number and say you're been there.
So
we
don't
hear you now. Maybe you are can I have damn around you in a book. You are disturbing my sleep in the morning. Defy your face, you cannot defy yourself in a
book.
We can't hear you now.
You don't know how to do it. I don't know who you want to...
Okay, no, I'm not the man that just wake up every time I'm tall. I'm a very vital man. I can be crazy. There's a lot of people call me with
okay.
You tell me this or that. What is that?
Hello?
My guy,
I don't know what's going on. This is, hello? Hello? They hung up. I do not know. Maybe that was a scam. Maybe. I just got scammed right now. Have you? Or someone you know been scammed like me? Please call me, but don't scam me, okay? My number is... I'm even afraid to give out my number now. I just got scammed. The number, you can scam me. It's 617-454-4237. Please be gentle with me. I feel very vulnerable right now. With all these scammings. I remember back when I was like a teenager, scamming was a big thing, but it wasn't what you think it was. Scamming was like taking it to the first or second base. It was romantic. And now, thanks to the internet, scams have become a big investment in our society. One of the pressing issues at hand is the big internet scam happening soon. July I think the date is either the 7th or the 9th. But the FBI has been warning people of this crazy worldwide. Hundreds of thousands lose the internet in July scam. And that means for you computer users, a few mouse clicks could mean the difference between staying online and losing internet connections this summer. And that is not due to the solar flares. Unknown, there is international hackers that ran online advertisement scam to take control of infected computers around the world. But in a highly unusual response, the FBI set up a safety net months ago using government computers to prevent internet disruptions for those infected users. They are encouraging, the FBI is encouraging users to visit this website run by a security partner that will inform you, the computer, if you're infected and how to fix the problem. Because after the July 9th, 2012, infected users won't be able to connect to the internet. And they say most victims don't even know their computers have been infected. I do not know if this FBI warning is a scam, or if millions of our computers won't have internets after July 9th. There is a website address that you can visit. It's www.dcwg.org. And supposedly, if you go to this website, it will inspect your computer and probably give you some cookies and tell you if your computer's safe or maybe how to fix it. Maybe it's just the FBI's way of keeping another eye on you. I do not know what to think. I do not know whether to believe it or dismiss it. I am definitely not gonna go to that website because who knows what they'll link my computer with. And next thing you know, you're being arrested for who knows what. This is the future, says Eric Strom, a unit chief in the FBI cyber division. Until there is a change in the legal system, both inside and outside the United States, to get up to speed with the cyber problem, we will have to go down these paths, trailblazing, if you will, on these types of investigations. I don't understand what investigations they could mean or what they plan on doing with everyone's computers. And why must they take the internets away? I do not know. I do not know if it's a scam or it's real. I guess after the July 9th, we shall know. We shall know. Let us talk to this one person to tell us the top 5 internet scams.
It's a scary internet out there, people. There are scams lurking in every email and at every click of the mouse. Not really, actually, but the security companies want you to believe that. Realistically, if you use a little common sense and a little awareness, you should be okay. And since knowing is half the battle, or at least some undetermined percentage, let's count down the top 5 internet scams. At number 5, the lost wallet email. You get an email seemingly from a friend who claims they are on vacation and lost their wallet. Can you send them some money? Even if it comes from your friend's email account, try giving them a call first. Their account is probably compromised, and definitely don't start wiring any money anywhere. Coming in at number 4, the mistake check. You list something on eBay or Craigslist, and an enthusiastic buyer sends you a check for more than the amount. When they realize their mistake, they ask if you could just send them back the difference. The scam is their original check will bounce, so just ask for another check in the correct amount and wait for it to clear. Up to number 3, the girlfriend ploy. A lovely lad or lass from across the sea seems to be the perfect woman and or man for you. Usually one or the other. But when you send them money for their plane ticket to come meet you, never hear from them again. They emptied your wallet and your heart. Can you ever love again? Sliding into number 2, you won the lottery! A check for some large amount of money, often from a foreign country, is just waiting to be deposited in your bank account. All they need is all of your banking info. Somehow, these things always end up with your money flowing out instead of flowing in. Before we get
it's
to number 1...
It's a good thing, but I do not have a bank account. Because then I would have hot, sexy people calling me, asking me for money for a plane ticket. These are scams you need to avoid. Let's get back to the number 1 top scam of the emails.
Is worth and get paid.
Get paid.
All right, let's get to our number 1, the top scam on the net, and it's a classic. At number 1, the poor Nigerian prince. Actually, poor Nigeria. Most of the Western world probably thinks of them as a country full of sad royalty trying to get their money overseas. Of course, the scam has changed its story from the original Nigerian prince. There's all kinds of variations, but the gambit's the same. I have a large sum of money to export, and if you'll help, you get to keep some. Just send me your account info and around $1,000 for bank fees, and I'll make you rich. No, seriously, all of you, send me $1,000.
Yes, I will.
Well, that's it for this edition of Top 5. That's just...
I just got one of those emails, too. I will read it to you. It says, Dear Yasi, based on the further explicit investigation information about your country from my research, I wish to investigate in your country under your supervision. I am Prince Fayed W. Bolka, the eldest son of Prince Jeffrey Bolka, former finance minister of Brunei, the tiny oil-rich sultanate on the Gulf Coast island of Borneo. I save your time by not amplifying my extended royal family history, which has already been disseminated by the international media during the controversial dispute that erupted between my father and his stepbrother, the Sultan of Brunei Sheikh Murad Hassan Bolhali. I could read this and it goes on and on, but basically he's asking, he has the sum of $500 million and he would like to invest it abroad. And he seeks my good assistance to invest the funds into profitable investments and survive his family abroad. And I will be compensated for 15% of the total cash. I don't know what 15% of 500 million is, but supposedly it is there. What to do? What to do? Do you have a scam coming at your foot? You can call me and we can discuss it. There are many scams out there. From education scams, auction scams, email scams, spiritual scams. Most of us live in a series of scams of seemingly unrelated and disjointed scams leading to disintegration and frustration. The scam, it is a problem that concerns each one of us because we live by these scams, and without scams, there is no life and no experience and no thinking. Thought is an action, and merely to pursue action at one particular level of consciousness, which is the outer, merely to be caught up in an outward scam without understanding the whole process of the scam itself. This will inevitably lead to us being frustrated and to misery. Please learn to see the secrets of the sky.
Very deep. Very, very, very deep. You know what I'm saying? This sounds like a show.
Thank you.
It sounds like a three-part show, if you ask me. But it sounds, and it also, it sounds very visual.
Yes.
But we're going to allow our brother, Hakeem Bey, to come forth and inform the family about, you know, what he has in store for the dissemination of this powerful information. So this is actually part two of a three series presentation that he's going to be doing this week. Last night he was on a radio show. Tonight he's on our show. And tomorrow, Wednesday, he will be live and direct at National Black Theater in Harlem for my New York family, for my tri-state family.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know how many of y'all are even aware that there's Monday classes and Wednesday classes that have been going on consecutively in Harlem, starting at 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., where you can always come to meet the family, greet the family, pick up products, sign up. Buy literature, eat some good food, all kind of things are available every single week. I mean, we don't really talk about it, but it's there. This is a class that is run by Roz Mariah Band, Taj Tariq Bey, and on Monday is Ali Muhammad.
And you say that this is not a scam? That's very interesting. Very interesting.
Aldridge.
Please, call me with your scams. Maybe you're a scam beater. Talking on the phone to a Nigerian scammer. Wherever you are, you can call me.
I'm alright, sir. How are you?
Hello?
C- Cool. Well, listen, Roger, my my assistant, he's gone home, but he's left a note, and I think this is the booking reference. So have you got a pen?
Yes, yes, I have a pen, yes.
I think this might... I'm thinking this is the right number. He's written 221.
What? 221?
Pardon?
Hello? I can't understand. Hello? Hello? Hello, caller?
Hello, yeah, I see you're talking about scams.
Yes, yes, caller. Have you had a scam lately? Have you been scammed?
Many years ago, I scammed Cat Fancy magazine out of some kitty litter.
Oh, yes, the Cat Fancy magazine.
Yes, I opened a subscription with them, and part of the promotion was that they were going to send me two bags of kitty litter. And then I abruptly stopped the subscription and kept the kitty litter.
I see. That is a very interesting scamming situation.
Yes, it was a very, very interesting scamming situation. I got many a chuckle at many a party relating that very anecdote.
That sounds horrible. And you were just stuck with some kitty litter.
I'm sorry, it's still funny to me to this day.
Yes. Yes, and here comes another scammer. Oh.
Bonjour. Yes, is it you? Where are you? It's very dark in here. Are you there?
Yes, don't look for me, Gustav, because you might trip on me.
Oh, yes. Okay, I will just sit down. It's so dark, but I'm glad to hear your voice.
Yes, we've got a person who has been scammed with kitty litter and a kitty magazine.
Oh no, not the Cat Fancy scams. That is famous.
Yes, the Cat Fancy.
Yes, it's a very fancy scam.
Yes, very fancy.
I also scammed some merchandise out of Car and Driver magazine.
So you scammed them, or you were a scam baiter?
No, I scammed them. I did a very similar bait and switch with them. They were offering, also by mere coincidence, a kitty litter promotion. And I was able to keep the kitty litter and stop the magazine subscription.
You must be in desperate need of the kitty litter for free, my friend.
Well, I think in the late 90s, there was a surplus of kitty litter, and so many of this magazine consortium got together and said, well, why don't we run this kitty litter promotion?
That's unbelievable.
Did you, can I ask you a question, sir? Is it, have you ever done the same thing with the Modern Ferret magazine and seen, like, if you could get some free things for ferrets?
Yes, I think the ferret uses the kitty litter as well.
Modern Ferret.
It's a very famous magazine, Modern Ferret, and they have the advertisements for these things. And, you know, I kind of like the ferrets more than the cats, and so I think maybe I could become a scam artist like you.
Yes. Very inspirational.
Good luck trying to find a kitty litter promotion these days.
Well, I can try, but I don't know.
Yes.
Do you have any secrets? Like, do you write them letters worded in a certain kind of mode to convince them that you are not just going to quit the magazine?
Oh, no, you don't have a clue.
That's amazing. That's amazing. In color, are your computers ready for the internet scam of July 2012?
The I have heard about that, Yossi. There's internet rumors going around, and I have to say I'm very scared, very skeptical about this.
Yes.
Only because suddenly you hear about this supposed internet scam that all the hackers are going to pull in July, and suddenly the government has this very slick-looking website that'll test your computer for that very same thing. I mean, when have you known the government to act so quickly and so professionally about something?
I know. I even look in the hacker news, and I hear nothing about any hackers going to hack this big scam. I think it is the government scamming its people, finally.
So either the hackers are going to scam us, which happens every day anyway, or the government's going to scam us, which happens every day anyway.
Usually once a year during the tax time.
So this is like the secret malware that's on your computer, that the hackers...
Yes, secret. And supposedly, if you have this malware, your internet connections will be gone in July.
Yes.
It's a certain day in July, or no?
It is going to happen July 9th.
Oh, no.
July 9th.
Yes, but there is a site that you can go to. It is www.e, as in dog, C as in cat, W as in wigs, and G as in guys.org. And supposedly that's the FBI site that will help clean up your computer for this malicious software, which will put your internet out July 9th, 2012.
But is this only for like the Windows computers, or like for me, I use the Amiga computer?
It's for everybody.
But is it like Amiga is susceptible to this as well?
Yes, everybody. It's a pain.
I use a retrofitted Commodore 64 as my primary computer.
No, sir. If that is your computer of choice, there's a new version that's a 128. It doubles the RAM. Maybe this will help you.
I don't know. I don't know if I can handle that much.
Mm.
Yes. Yes.
I wonder if the scam artists in the world are making like part of the major economy of the world. Like, if you added it all up, is it like billions of dollars, or is it all only in Nigeria?
Yes, the Nigerian prince that I know, he has 500 million.
I guess we would have to see, like, the country of Nigeria to see what percentage of their GDP is from the internet scams.
Yeah.
You know, totally unrelated, but I was talking to a friend of mine the other day who is from Kenya, and you know they speak the Swahili in Kenya.
It's Hakuna Matata.
Yes, she told me, this is very interesting to me, that the Swahili is actually a blend of Arabic and the local tribal dialects when the Arabs came to the shores to trade with the Africans. So Swahili is very much got the same words as Arabic.
So it's like
a Swahili scam? Yes, I guess it started in Kenya because the Arabic traders came to the shores there and they wanted to trade, and so then the languages become mixed. So yes, many words. But this is different. The Nigerians do not speak any good languages. They only speak the language of lies and the scam.
Oh dear, I'm afraid you're generalizing too much.
Maybe
I'm sure there are some nice Nigerians out there.
Perhaps. But they never email me anymore.
I get emailed all
the
time.
You should unlock your spam filters, then you'll get tons of email from them.
Yes. Let us all unlock our spams, so we can get more scams. That is a good thing to do. I suggest everybody, right now, unlock your spam filter. and discover the real truth of life?
But you're asking, what if we're tired of penile enlargement and UK lottery winnings and I don't know, whatever other subject headings that those types of emails have? What if we just want a little truth in our lives?
Just know that the machine manages to power to accompany this task, including the mechanical system and a computing system and an electronic system and a molecular system and a biological system machine of scamming. Could it be possible that what we call reality is really a computer-generated virtual scam program? Yes. The thought just tears me up inside.
It is fantastic.
And who wrote this program?
I have no idea.
Universe, I'm coming.
I have no idea. Maybe you did.
I know I didn't. Do you believe in a giant programmer in the sky controlling things?
I don't think he's at the sky. Maybe he's at his desk at the computer. What about you, Gustav?
If there's a giant programmer, I don't think so. There is too much chaos in the world.
But
too
wait.
Much random.
Is he giant because of all the pizza and sitting around in the chair? Is that what you're thinking?
Probably every programmer that I've ever known had pizza boxes around their desks.
It's very tasty for the programming.
Yes.
Maybe this person is very small, so he can go inside of us and go inside of our orifices and infiltrate ourselves. Because he has so much control, you know?
Yes, and we are nothing but machines, are we not? You take away my flesh, and underneath is bones and muscles, being controlled by a little operator in my head.
Called the brain.
Like the Terminator.
The brain man.
Yes.
Like the person on the Men in Black, who was a big guy made with a little person in his head.
Yes.
That was so cool.
Yes.
Or like a man made out of quilts?
No.
Maybe your mom?
Oh.
Yossi, have you ever heard of the phishing? It's a scam.
Like, is that with ocean, fresh ocean water, or seawater?
I think that's when somebody puts their fist into a tub of Crisco and then inserts it into the body.
I said fishing.
My apologies.
I will look on the top FBI common fraud scenes. What do you have to say about the phishing, Gustav?
Well, this has happened to me once, and the idea is that people try to pretend to be like a website where you must enter information, and they like fish for you, and so if they hook you, they have made you put your password into a fake version of some website that you trust. And so this is phishing, and it happened with me with the PayPal, where I have an account, and this is, of course, before I went to prison, and but I still have this, and somebody made a fake one, but it has the .ru at the end, .ru for Russia, so it's like a fake PayPal from Russia.
That's...
Oh, sir.
And so I put my information in.
What can you do to tell to make sure you're not on the phishing site?
I don't know. You look at the website, and if it says .ru or .dot like Nigeria or .dot scam site or something like this, maybe this is how.
That is horrible.
I think it's interesting because the word fishing is actually, I think, with like a PH, like the band Fish.
Yes. Oh, like hip hop style, like PH fap.
Yeah, what's with this? I do not understand why this would be like the word for the scam.
It makes it cool.
Okay. I suppose so.
You know, if you're fat, you're not cool. But if you're PH fat, that means you're cool.
Yeah, but this is, the new kids are pronouncing it pahat. So they don't say fat no more, they say pahat.
That way you know if you're fat or you're pahat.
I've only ever heard you referred to as PH fat.
It's not pahat.
Because if you say it out loud, you say, oh man, that's fat. Then people automatically assume you're talking about F-fat. So I've heard the kids on the street say, yo man, that's PH fat.
They say, yo man, that's pahat. I think this is it. You're mistaken.
That's my pee at.
But it could be a regional thing also. Maybe in your region, the kids there are saying one thing. And yes, in my region, the kids are saying something.
Monsieur, I'm in prison. It's like not a region. It's like a room.
Oh, so powers. You don't know of the world outside.
Well, no. The internet tells me much, you know.
Yes, yes. As you're getting scammed.
Yes. I wish I had a good scam.
Like want to make us get out of prison, or just to make money, or maybe to get little things like buttons, like people send us lots of buttons.
Yes.
Or just to make out with different people.
Yes.
Like something that uses the match.com dating sites or something. And yes. Like a scam. You know, there's the dating sites for like people that are Muslim and people that are Jewish, like J-Date and such. You could maybe do some kind of scam with this, where you pretend to be like some race or religion.
And then you'll get the free kitty litter from it.
Or maybe get all the Jewish like, people to meet Muslim people to go out on dates.
Or you could like get go to the whole Jewish JJ thing and like pretend you're going to get married, and then right before they crush the wine glass under the foot, you steal the wine glass, and it's so like you do the whole thing for free wine glass.
Yes.
Or you go, psych, I'm Muslim.
This too.
And then there will be peace in the world. Because they'll be so in love.
Oh, that would be great. A scam where we like crisscross the J-date and the Muslim date site, so they start getting put together.
Yes.
And they think it's all good because the website is so solid. But then it just completely mixes. And this brings about world peace.
Yes, it's like the movie The West Side Story or something.
Or it could be like that movie, The Hacker.
Yes. The Hacker. I have never seen that movie, my friend.
I think there's also the sites for people who are runners. Like you get a date for people that like to run.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We could combine that with like the people that go to comic conventions. And so there'll be this kind of thing happening.
So are you saying that the people at the comic convention, they're pahat?
They're so pahat because those are the good things, like the comics.
Yeah.
Well, I'm confused. Are they F-fat or PH-fat?
Pahat.
It's perhaps.
What does that mean?
Yes, exactly.
They wear hats?
No, it's just pahat.
I don't know what you're talking about now.
It's like, you know, when things are deaf.
No, I don't.
Like, have you ever heard, monsieur, like a sweet deaf jam?
Oh, okay, yeah, maybe I've heard that on the street.
Yes. And maybe you have heard too. Galer, I want to thank you for sharing your scam with us. But unfortunately, we will have to go now because the cleaning lady is coming into this room really soon. So we have to go.
Oh, is your show ending a little early?
No,
we just have to go because it's time.
We cannot make the rules in prison. We must obey.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. But I do appreciate your very educational show this week. And thank you very much, Yossi. And good day to you, Gustav.
Good day. Monsieur. Au revoir.
Okay, the cleaning lady, she comes. Goodbye.
Merci beaucoup pour toujours.
Shh, we gotta wait. Maybe she'll give us some scam.
Maybe she is a scam.